B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Sitting here watching the In Memoriam from last night's Oscars, where they tell you, you know, Billie Eilish performs a song yesterday from the Beatles, and they show you the well-known people in Hollywood who have passed away, and Roy's over there moaning that he doesn't know any of these people.
It's so annoying. Like, why do they put, I don't know who the hairstylist is. It's sad. They died. Okay, whatever. But they shouldn't televise it if it's a bunch of people. I don't know. And then I'm more upset. How does, like, a hairstylist beat, like, a really famous person in the line of events?
No particular order.
Oh, should be.
Is it no particular order, or are they working backwards? Because you said Kobe was first.
I'm pretty sure Kobe was the first person they showed.
And then that tells me there is an order of importance.
Oh, no, yeah, I guess it would be the order of importance, because he's not the last one to die.
Who just died?
Catherine Zeta-Jones' husband's dad. But I don't remember his name.
Oh yeah.
Off the top of my head. Talking about. Yeah, Kurt Douglas. Yeah, see, Kobe was the first one, but that's because they were in L.A., too. And then Roy was mad because Richard Johnson, a hairstylist.
Yeah, he made the list. And then, like, a marketing executive. I'm like, no one cares about you. Except your family.
The Academy does. The Academy does. Well, we'll recap the Oscars because some things happened last night.
I sound like a total jerk.
I know.
No, but I get it. There's not a lot of people that you know. But there was a big surprise in the Oscars, and it has to do with Eminem. He came out and performed this song. Look. And it was kind of like a great performance, but also kind of out of the blue.
Okay.
Like, he just came out and performed it.
I love it.
We're going to talk more about it. Plus, Loren back from New York City. So much to do. Good Monday morning with MRL. Here's your show, your song to get you going.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Welcome to your Monday, everybody. The Oscars were last night. And they did something cool. And we have some passes to give away for our 80s party. We're coming back up to Watauga County to go to Beach Mountain. And we're going to play a game because the Oscars last night said there's certain songs that are nothing without the movie, and there's certain movies that are nothing without the songs. So they played iconic songs from the movies, like In Your Eyes from Say Anything.
Okay.
Frozen, you know, Let It Go, Frozen.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, without saying, like, they played 8 Mile at first, and all of a sudden at the end of that little segment, Lin-Manuel Miranda says, ladies and gentlemen, Eminem, and he just comes out and sings a song, and it goes away, and they never reference it. So,
surprise performance.
It was a surprise performance.
They never referenced it?
They never said, like here it, you know, it wasn't like the 20th anniversary of the song. It was almost like the Oscars just wanted some social media buzz.
No, they did it.
And they were like, yo, Em, you want to sing real quick?
And they needed it.
So
he's like, why not? My album's not performing well. I'll come out and promote it.
I love talking about the Oscars. But God, is it the slowest show known to mankind?
Yeah, Steve Martin, and they don't have a host again this year, so Steve Martin and Chris Rock came out and kind of opened with a funny way, you know? Wasn't terrible. I mean, I guess Joaquin Phoenix gave a real real woke speech about cows and cow milk.
Mm-hmm.
How we steal cow milk from their calves and put it in our coffee.
Because we...
That is a woke cause.
In the corner, you said humans are entitled.
A couple of years ago, Leo DiCaprio made reference to the indigenous people in the Antarctica and Alaska, like Eskimos.
Okay.
And how we need to, you know, take care of them. And I thought that was, like, kind of out there, but Joaquin one-upped them last night.
cows milk.
The cows are speaking to him.
And then Parasite won.
I heard
best picture.
I knew it was going to.
I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen the movie?
No. I tried so hard. So on the way up to New York, I watched Jojo Rabbit. And on the way back, I watched another one that was an Oscar. I can't remember. But I was like searching everywhere to see Parasite, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Not for free, anyway.
Here's a little Joaquin Phoenix, by the way.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby. Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Okay, does he own a cow? I mean, why is he so...
Did somebody steal his cow?
Did someone steal his version of a puppy? He's really upset.
It was really strange.
I could hear him almost crying that.
he was doing that in the Joker makeup. It was very, very odd.
When Dallas was in high school, they had to take care of a baby calf, and they named it Oreo. And you have no idea how many stories Oreo has given our family. that's what I imagine Joaquin Phoenix, having an Oreo and, having it ripped away from him.
So good. All right. Well, coming up, let's give us, 8 minutes to get our ducks in a row. Our printer's not working, so you know that ruins our universe here.
Yeah.
but we'll get our ducks in a row. Loren, tell us what was in that swag bag that everybody gets.
Do you want it now?
No, we'll do it coming up in 8 minutes. I'll let you get everything in order.
There were some really, really expensive things in there.
Okay.
Astronomically expensive that they don't need.
Oh, so the celebrities, need it.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that, and then so much more to do. Did you see Adam Sandler gave what everybody's calling the most epic speech ever at the Indie Awards on Saturday night?
Mm-mm.
We'll play that for you, too, so don't go anywhere. We got a ton to do.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So last night was the 2020 Oscars, and of course, when the celebrities go to the Oscars, they get these fabulous swag bags. And this year's swag bag was worth a little more than $200,000.
Good gosh.
I went to a kid's birthday party on Saturday night and got a yo-yo.
Yeah, right?
And you were ecstatic about it.
Dean broke it as soon as we got home.
So not only did this bag include macaroons, perfumes, body balms, but it also included some luxury items as well. Do you want me to go from the lowest to the highest?
Whatever you want.
Okay. So there was a Bliss Light skylight projector in there that's worth $50 that projects stars and different constellations on your ceiling. There was, a alpaca throw that was worth $445.
Okay, so they killed an alpaca and then...
I don't think you have to. I think you shear alpacas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Because that's not woke.
There was a Muse brain sensing headband that you wear on the front of your head.
What?
That registers your brain activity and tells you where Zen is for you using EEG technology.
That is the most Hollywood thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Is it like that Instagram filter that tells you what Disney princess you are?
Right.
Yeah.
That was worth $150.
You know, last night I was on the phone with my dad, and he said, well, I'm eating me some Californian almonds. That's about the only good thing that came out of California.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
My dad's the same way.
And then there's a couple trips on there. A trip to Hawaii valued at $30,000. A Eclipse yacht cruise worth $72,000. And plastic surgery. There's a plastic surgeon giving these stars $50,000 in Botox and fillers.
Wow.
So you're going to get a cruise out of it?
Yeah.
As if they don't need to relax anymore.
That's what I said.
They're busy.
I'm like, these are luxury items that they don't need. These people have more money than God. If they want to go on a luxury cruise, they'll drop the $100,000 to do it.
See, I wonder if Leo DiCaprio can friend his gift bag to somebody else, or do they expect him to be on the cruise?
I would think they would expect him to be there.
Yeah.
Or there's going to be all kinds of add-ons, because on this cruise, you can either take a submarine all the way down to the ocean floor, or you can take a helicopter ride. So I'm sure those are all add-on things.
Yeah.
You know, so they expect the stars to be there, so they spend the money.
Let's do a quick rundown. Last night, Best Picture went to Parasite. It was the first foreign film to win since 1920 or something, I was reading.
Is it one of them foreign films where I have to read the whole time?
I guess.
The subtitles?
Let me tell, did you guys see any, did you see The Irishman?
I did not see The Irishman.
No. 1917.
No.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yes.
No.
Joker.
Yes.
Little Women.
No.
No.
Marriage Story.
No.
Yes.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
No.
Parasite.
No.
No.
Ford versus Ferrari.
No.
You're pretty good, Lorraine.
That's a move.
That's
a
movie. 50 of them.
Yeah,
50% of them. Yeah.
Matt Damon's in Ford versus Ferrari. Okay. And I want to see Judy because I heard Renee Zellweger
won. Oh, I saw
won
Judy, too.
For Best Actress, but I want to see that.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I watched on the plane this weekend.
Okay. We got to talk about Lorraine's trip to New York. We'll get a recap of that. But up next, we're going to tell you, you know, as Valentine's Day gets closer, it's this Friday, as a matter of fact, we're doing something really, really cool right here at the radio station, and it has to do with your ex.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Valentine's Day this Friday, and some of you, not all, but some, may have had a bad relationship or two in your past.
I think everybody's had a bad relationship.
I think everyone has.
Yeah.
Well, the key is, of course, you had the bad relationship, but maybe you still have something left over from that bad relationship in your house, whether it's
sweatshirts,
clothes,
pictures,
a piece of furniture, whatever it is. We've got really good news for you. This Friday, we are doing the first ever MRL Show's Trash Your Ex.
We're going to bring a big old trash truck here to the radio station. You're going to bring your ex's stuff, and we're going to throw it in and just demolish it.
So you'll have from between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. this Friday right here, 1520 South Boulevard, in near Uptown. If you want to come by and drop off your trash, we'll throw it in the truck. Our friend Greg at Active Waste is bringing the truck down. And he said that the garbage truck will take anything except steel. Basically.
Okay.
So, if you have it from your ex, bring it. And we'll smash it.
It's going to be fun.
Also, Roy says that if you can't get to the radio station, he'll come pick up said item at your house.
Never said that.
You gave me the look, though.
No. No, that wasn't... that was not a look.
Listen, we could go through Roy's car and empty that thing out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And fill up the garbage truck just emptying out Roy's car.
So get the... Get this, like, the weird stuff that I have in my car. So a buddy of mine, we gave him a quick ride to his house this weekend, and he found a CD in the back seat. And he goes, oh, a CD? Look at that relic, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's probably one of my mixed CDs from, you know.
Did you put an end to it?
10 years ago. And it's like some eating disorder for women CD. Like over-compulsive eating for women and how to treat it.
Like, that's so specific.
Yeah, and I don't know how I've obtained it.
I'm Oprah.
Yeah.
And for the next hour, ladies, I'm going to tell you how you can control your eating habits.
And so I'm sitting there in the car, and he's reading it to me, and I'm like, if I overplay the fact that it's not mine, he's going to think it's mine. Like, he's going to think I have an over-compulsive eating thing.
I get it.
You think your friend doesn't think it's yours? Like, somebody just slipped the CD into your car?
No, but it's, well, there has
he's
been.
He's like, clearly it's yours.
No, it's clearly mine, but it's not like I don't have it, like, because I listened to it. Because I've had crap come in and out of my car.
Right. It fell out of a box or something is what you're saying. You never played it in your car.
No.
Okay.
I'm not a woman, and I don't have an over-compulsive eating disorder.
Strangely, it was unwrapped and in the CD player.
But I'm sitting there, and he's telling me about it. I'm like, play it cool. don't be weird about it.
That's funny. We should do that maybe like in 20 minutes. Just if you're in your car, start looking around your car, and maybe people could call us with the most random crap in their car.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty random thing. I wish I even knew how I got in there.
Like, one time I was, like, going to my brother's house, and I don't have a pickup anymore. And he had a tree down, so I had to bring my chainsaw. So I put my chainsaw on the back of the car. I also had an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I was going to cut a tree. But, like, God forbid, anything strange happened.
Yeah.
And I got pulled over. You know.
Think you're going to a murder scene.
Also, there was a tarp to pull the branches.
Oh, yeah.
I brought the tarp.
Yeah.
So it looks like I was preparing for a murder.
Oh, man.
But anyway, Trash Your Ex is happening this Friday.
Yeah, Trash Your Ex. So bring it on by 7 to 9 this Friday on Valentine's Day. Anything your ex, except for steel, will trash it for you live on the radio.
All right, Loren, get us updated. You went to New York. You felt forced to go to New York.
Yeah.
Kind of. You weren't feeling great on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And you had tickets to go to Hamilton, so we want a Hamilton recap, plus why you were all annoyed at the plane.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go figure, Roy. Somebody didn't go right on the flight. We'll do it in less than 10.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So this weekend, my husband and I decided to revive an old tradition that we had. And before we had kids, we used to go to New York Fashion Week every year. Dallas's sister lived and used to work in New York City, and she was very connected in the fashion world. And when we went up this weekend, we were off to a rocky start from go. You guys know I was out Thursday, so I wasn't feeling well. But I had bought tickets to go see Hamilton on Friday night. And I mean, to get tickets to Hamilton, you're pretty much selling off your firstborn. So I felt obligated to go, even though I still wasn't feeling well.
Yeah. And if you didn't have the Hamilton tickets, you might have rescheduled the trip, you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So we decided that we're going to go anyway. And I'm like, listen, even if I just make it to Hamilton and I don't make it to any shows and I'm sick the rest of the weekend, at least I didn't waste the money that I spent on the Hamilton tickets. So,
by the way, this is part two of a three-part
baby moon
for you.
Yeah. No, it's not. This
yes,
wasn't
it
like,
is.
I know, but these like little things weren't part of the baby moon.
Okay.
The little trips to New York to see Hamilton and Fashion Week, Roy, the little things weren't.
Yeah. We just love how it progressed. It started in Nashville and we're like, great.
Yeah. Good
then
weekend,
New York
away.
And you're like, whoa. And then you're like, and then Barcelona.
Just kept stepping up. No.
Your trips are like the Oscar swag bag.
Maybe I got my hands on one. You never know.
Better than the last. Okay, so how was Hamilton?
It was good. Do you want me to start with my flight, though? Because something happened with the flight on the way there.
Yeah, go through, yeah.
So Dallas and I, we run to the airport for a 12 o'clock flight, and the wind was so bad in Charlotte Friday morning, and there was worse wind in New York City. So we get boarded on the plane. We have these awesome bulkhead seats, right? I'm pregnant. I need a little extra room. We paid for these seats. And they have a ground stop in New York City. So they're like, we can't take off.
Plus, the president was flying in here.
Right. So we had a small window of time that we needed to get off the ground before the president landed. And then there was a ground stop again in Charlotte. So the ground stop came from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell us all, like, hey, you guys can get off the plane. We'll let you know when we're going to reboard. So I'm on a conference call for work. And I'm like, Dallas, I can't hear what they're making all these, you know, loud announcements. I'm going to go step off the plane. Well, I don't know he's coming, too. I get off the plane. He shows up behind me, and I'm like, oh, okay. We go to get back on the plane. American gave away our seat. So I get stuck in the crapper seat in the very last row that doesn't recline, pregnant, and I can barely get in and out of these seats. And I'm
somebody
like,
somebody that works there clearly is a Tanner fan.
Oh,
Tanner in the morning.
Yeah. I was like, come on, guys. And the lady's like, sorry. I'm like, oh, so it's easy for you to say.
Once you step off, you lose your seat, I guess.
That's
no,
weird.
She said that they took, I guess when I left, because I was on the phone, I just scanned my ticket, and she thought I was going to a whole nother flight. I guess she thought I was on the phone with American. I don't know.
Oh,
okay.
But I didn't talk to her. When Dallas got off, he said, we're getting right back on. I'm just going to find my wife. Well, she checked him out, too, for some reason.
Yeah, they don't like you.
Yeah, clearly.
Thanks, American.
People.
Our hometown airline taking care of our hometown hero.
So we get to New York City, go to Hamilton. I didn't realize Dallas had no idea what Hamilton was all about.
What, he not?
He lives under a rock, clearly.
Okay.
So
that's cool, though.
It's a really cool move. That's what I told him.
But I mean, like, did he at least realize it was going to be like way, way back when? Or did he
knew it was about history, but he had no idea that it was like a president thing. And he didn't know that like the music was very heavily rap based or anything like that.
Okay.
So we sit down and they get done with the first act. And he looks at me like, I'm going to like this. And I'm like, yeah, like you didn't think I was going to drag you to like Cats.
Boy, history is really cool, Loren.
Right.
Yeah, Dal. And especially like, when you hip-hop it.
That's all I could talk about the rest of the weekend was how amazing Hamilton was.
Good.
I was like, good. So now you won't yell at me for all the money that I spent on the damn tickets.
So you and Dal go see Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
Did they give away your seats or try and give away your seats?
No.
At Hamilton.
No.
Good. Okay. And then I said, one job, Loren, please, when you go to New York, because I grew up in Jersey, and I love the bagels from New York and New Jersey. Can you bring back some bagels?
Yeah. I went on a wild goose chase yesterday trying to get you bagels, buddy. I went to three different places. The first one, the bagels were rock hard. The second place was closed. Mm. And then the third place didn't have a New York Post. I tried to get you a Post, too.
What? No New York Post?
I know. So I went and got bagels, but when I got back to the hotel room, I was like putting them in my bag, and I was like, these bagels are hard as a rock.
These bagels are good right here.
Now, well, there's two bags over there.
Now, so, what time do you getting the bagels? Maybe you were getting it not in the morning, and when they're till.
Guess it was like 11:30 on a Sunday after the rush. Okay. You know.
Now this bagel's a little hard.
No, it's your coffee.
I also like I put a blog up about. Yeah.
Not bad. It's not
so
terrible.
I brought bagels in from Einstein's across the street and bagels from New York City because I want to see if you guys could tell the difference between the two.
Good. Let's do that.
Yeah. But I do have a blog up. We did like a little video vlog for the first like 24 hours we were in New York through our whole plane debacle and going to see Hamilton.
Okay.
So
and what time did you get in?
At kiss951.com. What do you mean what time did you get in?
Last night.
Oh, 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got in time to watch the Oscars.
I put Cash to bed because I missed him so much this weekend. Like, my mother-in-law was in town. She kept sending us pictures. So
last time you left town and you left your son, he learned something new. Did he learn anything new in this trip?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
He's driving.
Speaking fluent Italian.
All right, good. Go check out all the adventures of Lorraine's trip to New York up on her blog, kiss951.com.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, I was taking a friend back to his house this weekend. And when he was in the back seat of my car, he goes, "Oh, look, it's a mixed CD." And which, by the way, I have still several of them. It doesn't surprise me that, you know, that in my trashy car that there'd be a mixed CD in my back seat.
And maybe for people that never messed with a CD and don't know what a mixed CD is.
That's true.
There's CDs or what we used to listen to music on, kids. And you would do a mood CD. So, like, if you were taking a road trip, you'd have a road trip mixed CD with the songs for the road trip. The best mixes always were the summertime boat mixes.
Right.
The boat mix CDs were the best.
So, you know, my car is trash. You guys know this. I don't keep a good clean car. If you look in my trunk, you're like, what is this, a yard sale? Like, what's going on back here?
I'm surprised you could get a passenger in there, quite honestly.
They can't put Roy's car on the lift because it's too heavy if it has to have a tire change. They have to empty his car.
So he found the CD, and he picks it up, and it's Compulsive Eating for Women CD. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, how do I even explain this? I'm sitting there in my mind going, how is it even in the back of my car? What is it? And I'm trying to be like, well, and if I oversell that it's not mine, he's going to think that, that it is mine. And this, the only thing I can imagine is when I was, I go see a therapist, and that we talk about, you know, my weight, and I said, you know, do you think I compulsive eat? And the only thing I can think I remember is she handed me a book that was like, well, if you think you're a compulsive eater, read this. And inside the book, maybe one of these instructional CDs for women. When she goes, well, for women or men, it all is the same, you know.
Yeah. Right.
That's the only thing I can imagine.
It wasn't like you were listening to it and then threw it in the back and pulled through a McDonald's to get a bite to eat.
Oh, this is trash.
Give me that CD so I can put my burger, my Whopper on it so it doesn't stain my car.
There's a plate.
Hey, give us a call. Look around your car right now. If you can safely do so, like look around your car. What in your car right now is like odd? Or if you were pulled over, you would have to explain it to the police.
704-570-9595. But it was one of those moments, like, I don't want to over-explain it, because then he's going to think that I listened to compulsive eating CDs on the red.
I found a little bit of a compulsive eating CD on YouTube, Loren.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
In a few moments' time, the hypnosis will begin. But before that, I would just like to remind you that this CD contains powerful hypnotic suggestions.
Oh.
Which may cause deep relaxation and sometimes sleep.
You probably shouldn't be listening to this while you're driving, by the way.
Yeah, I question this, why I was given this.
Exactly. If I play this, we're going to have thousands of zombie cars driving around the Queen City.
Or they're going to drive zombie-like to the nearest Taco Bell.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I had a friend in my car, and in the back seat, he found what I guess is like a weight loss compulsive eating CD for women that I have in the back of my car. It is really embarrassing because I didn't want to go through this whole thing. I didn't want to be like, no, I don't listen to that.
oversell it.
Yeah, and by the way, Loren, let's be clear about one thing. That's not the strangest thing in Roy's car.
No, I've had way stranger. And then trying to explain that, be like, well, dude, between my dad giving me weird stuff at auctions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One time had a freaking box, an evidence box from the police department that was filled with crime weapons.
Sarah in Rock Hill, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the odd thing that your cousin found in your car?
So my cousin found an old bowl of oatmeal.
Old bowl? Ew, was it moldy?
No, it was dried up like cement. With the spoon still sticking out of it.
Ew.
But yet Sarah was probably in a rush, made the oatmeal, got in her car, and somehow was going to eat the oatmeal and drive, which isn't easy.
No, my mom is one of these moms that's so determined to make sure that we're fed as we're running out the door. And for some reason, she thought I could eat oatmeal. And no, that's just not possible. So it ended up underneath the seat of my car, and then I forgot about it.
So my husband got a call from one of his buddies when we lived in Fort Lauderdale to pick him up from the bar, like all banged up one night. And before he took him home, he took him to McDonald's just to like get him some food. Mm-hmm. And the guy ordered like a filet of fish sandwich or something. Well, they get their filet of fish sandwich. The guy takes one bite of it and he's like, there's no fish on this thing. And is like freaking out. Well, come to find out, you know, he drops him off. He's like, just eat the bread. You'll be fine. Like 3 weeks later, Dallas is in his car going,
What is
that awful smell? The fish filet had slipped out of the burger and under the seat, and it was disgusting.
At least Sarah's was oatmeal. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, yours was fish. That's disgusting.
3 weeks later.
Okay, let's talk with Steven in Mooresville. Steven, what'd you find?
Well, I'm currently a meat cutter, so if I was to get pulled over by the cops, I would have a... I got knives that I use for work, and, you know, my boots and a smock and an apron, so they would probably think I'm up to something outrageous.
Yeah, I said the same thing before. I went over to my brother's house to help him chop up a tree. I had the axe, the hatchet, the chainsaw, and also the thing that made it really odd was I had the tarp, which we were going to put the branches on. Now, given the circumstances... it's totally fine.
Right, but if somebody pulls you over, you look like a serial killer.
Right.
Yeah, y'all bunch of murderers. Steven. I don't trust you.
Last one.
This is Kara in Hildebrand.
Hi. If the cops pulled me over, they would definitely find a bunch of mannequin heads just from the neck up because I'm a cosmetology student.
Oh, okay. So you guys use that to play on. That's weird.
Thanks,
you'd be
Kara.
Freaked out by that.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Kelly?
Yes?
Hey, it's Mr. Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. Sounds like you're driving down the road. How's it going? You driving safely?
I am. I'm on hands-free, so...
That's good, because I got to talk to you about these questions here. We're wrapping up your paperwork, and I have a couple questions missing, and I thought I could just get you on the phone real quick and finish up the rest and ask you over the phone. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
First question here, do you think birth certificates are just baby receipts?
Mm. Wow. I mean, when you put it like that, I guess it kind of is.
Listen, if you can drink a drink, can you food a food?
Mm. Can you food a food? I'm sorry, so who is this?
Mr. Brown.
From where?
You a Census Bureau. How would you feel if we started pronouncing the E at the end of testosterone? We'll call it testosterone.
Can I have a bite?
Well, yeah. Depends if you find the right guy. Fall in love, Kelly. All right, Kelly, I just want to let you know that your friend Victoria told us to call you. You're on with the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Oh, nice, Vicky. I appreciate it.
Yes, she said that you would totally be caught off surprise with the senseless survey. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, bye.
So at the end of that, she still has no idea what's going on or who we are, right?
You tell. She's very
years. Yeah. Like a lot of times you'll say, hey, it's Roy from the U.S. Census Bureau. And they go, oh, my God, I can't believe I fell for it.
She called Vicky afterwards and was like, what just happened?
I filled out all my paperwork for the senseless. I don't know what you're talking about.
And there's a new pasta called testosterone? What is this?
Hey, you were talking about the birth certificate. I had to get a new birth certificate for my daughter.
Oh.
Dude, $70.
Just for them to print it out again?
Yeah, and send it to me. It's like $30, you know, for a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's in my house somewhere. That is the most frustrating thing about it. I have mine from 1975, which looks entirely different than everybody else's, you know?
Yeah.
Like Amanda's like, look at yours and look at ours. And then Dean and Amanda's...
You're just like on a rock chiseled. Like they didn't have printers back then, sweetheart.
It's in Roman numerals. But I can't find it. It cost me $70 yesterday. I'm so mad about it.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On
Kiss 95.1. Lacey, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Awesome.
All right, let's see how you do.
All right, get out of the studio,
Loren. I'm going.
Other Red's putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio and...
You look very baby bumpy today with that shirt on. Yeah.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Yeah, it's a compliment. Baby bumps are adorable on people, especially guys like myself.
Go ahead.
Lacey, J-Lo has finally responded to critics who thought her halftime show was too sexy. She said it was a Super Bowl of her culture, and that was well-deserved. What sporting event did she perform halftime for?
Football. The Super Bowl.
Okay, we'll take that. Niall Horan announced his new album would be titled Heartbreak Weather. He started in a band One Direction, put together by this famous talent judge.
I'm not sure.
All right, question three. Oprah defended her best friend in the CBS Morning News anchor after receiving backlash for negative reporting on Kobe Bryant. Who is her best friend?
Gail.
The Oscars 2020 were last night. What network did that air on?
ABC.
Yeah, that's a good one to get. Loren might not know that. This rapper with the name Marshall Mathers had a surprise performance at last night's Oscars. Who is that?
Eminem.
All right, come on in, Loren.
How'd Lacey do?
Lacey got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. J-Lo's finally responded to critics who thought her halftime show was too sexy. She said it was a celebration of her culture that was well-deserved. What sporting event did she perform at?
The Super Bowl.
1-1.
And Niall Horan announced his new album would be titled Heartbreak Weather. He started in the band One Direction, put together by this famous talent judge.
Simon Cowell.
That is correct. Not sure from Lacey. 2-1.
Yes, Simon is who we're looking for. Oprah defended her best friend and a CBS Morning News anchor after she received backlash for negative reporting on Kobe Bryant. Who is that?
Gail King.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Did you see that? And even Snoop had to come out and apologize because Snoop said, we'll come after you.
Whoa. I know. And it was like people were just seeing the snippet, the one question, and it was this whole long interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lisa Leslie.
The Oscars 2020 were last night. What network did it air on? And she got this one right, so good luck.
ABC.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was like, NBC? Is it NBC or ABC?
Okay. That's right. It's currently 4-3. Loren in the lead.
And speaking of the Oscars, Marshall Mathers took the stage last night with a surprise performance. He's better known as?
Eminem.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you have 55 wins.
Lacey, almost a win, but not quite. You know what we want to hear?
I'm Lacey, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Lacey.
Lacey, have a great Monday, okay?
Oh.
Why'd you make her so mad?
I didn't make her mad. I think I did.
Oh, my God.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we got to do a new segment here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. It's called Should She? It's kind of like we will all decide whether or not Danny, who, by the way, is going to be on the phone with us here in less than 10 minutes, Danny wants this job she's going for really, really bad, but at what cost? She says she could do one thing that will assure she gets the job, but she doesn't know if she should do that one thing. So we have to do a round of should she to see if Danny's going to do it. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
it?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we have Danny on the phone. She needs some advice. And when we heard this, we thought we probably could get some better advice from our listeners. So please give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. It's something called should she.
Simple. Should she do it?
Should she do it?
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
So you dropped us a DM. Fill everybody in. What should you do? What shouldn't you do? Where are we going here?
Right. So I definitely need advice. I'm really close to landing this new job. I'm going in for a second review, and it's with a law firm, and I'd be the office manager. And this is like a position I really want. It's actually more money than I've ever made in a year. The salary is great. And I have a 5-year-old daughter. So this is like, you know, it'd be amazing. It's really important to me.
Okay.
So my friend works there, and so she kind of helped me get the interview and everything. And she suggested for this second interview, so like help me get the job, I should wear like a revealing shirt, you know, or a dress or something. But I don't think that's a really big deal, you know. But I've started this question, like, maybe that's not how I want to get the job. And, like, am I going to be setting a bad precedent?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I just don't know what to do.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, when I read your message originally, you did say that you think that if you did that, you would get the job.
Yeah. I mean, my friend said to ensure I get it, you know, wear, you know, like, a, you know, a low neck shirt or something like that.
Is that how she got her job?
I didn't ask.
How long has she been there? A long time?
Yeah, she's been there a while.
You can give us a phone call if you want to help out Danny. 704-570-9595. I, by the way, clearly say it's a no-go with the low-cut shirt.
Yeah, I do too.
But the reason why we're doing this little should she do it segment is because I'm kind of like, forget all that. What about the first part of this? Like I said off the air to these two the other last week, I'll say it now, it's more money than you're ever going to make. I'm gathering, are you a single mother?
Yes.
With a 5-year-old daughter. So that would be amazing, right?
Absolutely.
And just because you wear a revealing shirt to the interview doesn't mean that you have to dress like that to keep your job.
No, I would be concerned with what the environment inside the office is like, mm-hmm. that she's telling you to do that. That would be my concern. So regardless whether you get the job or not, are you putting yourself in, I don't want to say like an unsafe work environment, but like, you know what I mean? If these guys are, you know, I don't know, handsy or commenty or whatever, and you're putting yourself in that position, is it worth it?
I mean, but what if it's just, you know, guys have always been attracted to gals. It's like, why would I not use, you know, if it's just looking.
Sometimes guys are attracted to guys. They're not always attracted to
you're
gals.
Talking to one right now.
They're not always attracted to gals.
But why do you think that...
Watch Danny go to the interview with the gay guy of the company.
But why do you think her friend would tell her to wear that? You know what I mean?
Because
that's what I wonder.
Worked there for a long time, and she vibes that that whoever's doing the interview, whether it's the boss or not of this company, is
inappropriate.
I mean, I guess it's inappropriate, but in this day and age, how many other people are interviewing for the job? You know, I mean, does Danny need an edge here? She's got an edge with her friend there, and her friend's basically saying, do this, and you got this job that pays really well.
You should respect yourself more. That's the better edge to do that. Where something
walk
low
away
cut.
From the money.
Yeah, it's clearly
really?
Not worth it. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised at you.
I think the both of them should find a job in a new place.
Right. Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, by the way, what if her friend always wears inappropriate clothes, and that's like the one thing the company hates, and they're like, oh. We're all like, she's always here comes Brenda always wearing something inappropriate. And then you show up wearing something inappropriate. They're like, oh, here we go.
And you're attached to that person.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Skanks or Us law firm.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Danny, tell me real quick, because we're going to line up some calls, get a song on and come back with some people. Should Danny wear something low cut to this interview? She says she's probably going to get the job, pays really well, more than she's ever made. And she's a mom of a 5-year-old daughter, single mom. Tell us about your friend, though. I mean, like, let's, is this like a kind of a time's up Me Too atmosphere going into? Because that, I understand, is not okay.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Does she tell you that that's the kind of environment that this office is bringing?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think if she would have told me that, we wouldn't be on the phone. But it's more so like, I honestly think it's just like a looks thing. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, what if I was going to wear that shirt anyway? And now she just told me to, and that's why I'm, like, worried.
Well, now you're getting me to change my mind.
But what's the other side of it, Danny, for people that are just tuning in? Like, okay, that's your one side, and then your other side is?
Well, my other side is I have a 5-year-old daughter, and what am I, you know, what am I doing that's not setting a good example for when she's a grown-up, you know?
All right, we got lines all lit up. So many people are on hold. Should she? We're going to have Danny on the phone with Pam, Abby, Angelica, Doriana. Everybody's going to chime in, okay?
Okay.
Can you hang with us?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, it's Kiss 95.1's Manny, Roy, and Loren. We have Danny on the phone. Should she do it? She says that her friend says, if you want to get this job, you got to wear something a little low cut. That will for sure secure your way in. Now, Danny made a good point to listen, times are tough. This is a lot of money. She needs the job.
She's a mother of a single mom of a 5-year-old. Danny, a lot of people are on hold. I want to help you in this segment of Should She, okay?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
All right, let's talk with Pamela. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
I think absolutely not. In fact, what you do to get the job, you may have to do that and more to maintain it. And like Danny said, she has a 5-year-old daughter that she needs to be a good example for. And I would also suggest that you examine the friendship that you have, because why do you want to have a friend who encourages you to sell yourself physically to get a job? The money is never going to be that important.
Danny, how good of a friend is this person?
She's a pretty close friend. I think we kind of come from the same, cut from the same cloth here, and that we don't really think it's a big deal. But you've got me rethinking things, you know.
Thanks, Pamela.
It's hard because even though I want to be a good example for my daughter, I also want to provide for her. And this is more money than I've ever made in a year. This is the biggest salary I'll ever have, you know.
We just got a text message for Danny that says, I think Danny should go ahead and do the interview. If she goes into it and they act sketchy, then she can just leave. But as a single mom, I would kill for that kind of a chance.
I say she goes with the shortcut shirt under it. And if it doesn't go well, take off the top layer, say it's getting hot in here, and see if it changes
the process.
You know what, Danny? I just don't see you being a fit here.
Well, hang on a second. It's getting warm in here.
Oh, you know what?
I'm joking, of course, but Abby's not. Hi, Abby.
Hey.
Go ahead. You're
I
on with Danny.
You should totally do it. I mean, what's the big deal? You probably wear, you know, a little bit skimpier clothes when you go out. Like, what's a top? Get the job. Make your money. You don't have to keep doing that. And if they try to make you keep doing that, then like the previous caller said, yeah, just get out. But I say get the job, and then you're in. It's a lot harder for people to fire people, especially over something like that, you know?
Okay. So you say,
I say do it.
Go ahead and get in the system, and then if they ask you to do anything more than that, then you quit. Okay. Let's talk with Doriana and Charlotte. You're on with Danny. What advice do you want to give?
Hi. I am a firm believer of if you got it, then work it. And as far as, like, you know, setting an example for your child, she's not going to the interview with you. So she's not going to see it. And like the other lady said before me, if it becomes to the point where you have to do that to maintain the job, then you can always get out. You don't have to be put in that position all the time, but if it's just to get the job, it sounds like your friend knows she's been working there. So if you want to get it, I think it's worth the money.
Mm. All right.
Danny, how are you feeling?
I got to say, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah. The majority of our listeners are saying that.
Yeah. And I like what they just said, too, that, like, she's not going to be in there. And I can always walk out if I'm uncomfortable later. But if I don't do it to get the job, I don't get the chance to, you know, to walk away if it's more.
I guess so.
Are you against this?
I kind of am because I think what some women go through, because then they get the job and somebody makes a pass at them in the office and they're like, but the money's really good and he didn't ever touch me. He's just making, you know, comments. And then you're in this battle with, well, the money's really good and he didn't really, you know, physically do anything yet. So do I stay? But you're still uncomfortable and that doesn't make the situation right. I'm more concerned with like what the office environment is and getting in there before, you know, and knowing before you get in there.
Well, at least she has the friend who's been in there, and the friend knows the two things. The friend knows, Roy, what the office situation is like, mm-hmm. and the friend knows Danny's history and how nice it'll be for Danny to be able to, you know, do whatever she needs to do for her 5-year-old mm-hmm. daughter as a single mom.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I'm not judging either way. I'm not a single mom, so I don't know what that's like to be in that position.
Well, we were ready to wrap up, but Anonymous just jumped on, Roy. Look at this.
Okay, Anonymous, go ahead. What do you want to say to Danny?
Strippers strip. Doesn't mean that they don't have self-respect for themselves, and they have children. I was offered more salary, which averaged out to be like $20,000 more, if I could swap from a size large T-shirt to a medium, and I did it in a heartbeat. Nothing sexual. Nobody said anything. It's just I was said, oh, I can get you a whole lot more, but you're going to have to change your shirt from a large to a medium.
All right. Thank you, Anonymous.
See, it's not that bad.
Did she say what kind of profession that happened in?
I don't know. I'm so conflicted because, like, my gut says no, but, like, if I also had it, like, if I had to show it, like, if I had abs, like, to itch my shoulder, I'd take my shirt off, you know? I'd be constantly showing off.
But, Danny, you did also say, and by the way, if you're just joining us, Danny is going for a job interview, and her friend works there and says wear a low-cut shirt or a tight dress, and that'll guarantee that you get the job. Danny doesn't want to do that necessarily because her 5-year-old daughter, what kind of a example is she setting? But, Danny, are you comfortable wearing that stuff, or are you going to have to go shopping for something? Like, that's the other side of this, too.
I have stuff. I'm totally comfortable. When I go out and stuff, I wear things like that all the time. It's no big deal.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right. I'm just so surprised because last week on the show, like over half of the people thought in our audience thought the Super Bowl halftime performance was unacceptable.
Right.
Yet the majority of our listeners are like, yeah, show it off to get the job. It's no big deal. Yeah, in fact, bring a pole in there. Spin around. Yeah, last week, you know, God, the children can't see it. What is this?
Oh, Danny. Good luck.
Standard.
When would you start if you got the job?
2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us updated, okay?
All right. We'll do.
All right, good luck. And you're doing it, right? That's what we decided?
I am, okay. Yes.
I can't read our audience. I don't know them.
Me neither. You just got a text message that says, come on, Loren, you used to be a cheerleader. And I'm like, what does that have to do with this situation?
Yeah, Loren didn't have to get into her lady cat cheerleader outfit to get hired with Roy and I.
Right.
Although maybe it would have moved the process along.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, do you think someone's lying to you? And you just can't tell? Well, here's some tips on how to be a better liar.
And by the way, if you think someone is lying to you, I like where Roy's going with this. But you're not 100% sure, give us a call. Give us the circumstances. Maybe we can help decide whether or not you're being lied to. 704-570-9595.
This is Cosmo's tips to fake it till you make it here. Don't make weird eye contact. Looking at someone right in the eye actually makes them suspicious of you, avert your gaze. Because a lot of people say that when you look away, that's lying.
Or up and to the, I think
up
it's
and
the
to
left.
The left. Yeah. That's not true. In fact, the majority of the time, I'm constantly having to think about what I'm saying next. So I'm always up and to the left.
And so look at Loren and tell her a lie, but tell her a lie like right to, like not, don't make, looking at someone right in the eye actually makes them suspicious of you.
Okay, so don't look at her in the eye?
That's what they're saying.
Okay. So, but you can't be, but then you can't be overly weird and like not look at her in the eye. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
There's got to be the right amount of eye contact.
She has FOMO because we did the rap party live from Queen Park.
How about this?
I'll lie to her about that.
You know, someone, kind of a celebrity, stopped by Queen Park Social.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You would have really loved this person. It's actually someone in the fashion world.
Oh, you're too good of a liar. He's a really good liar.
That was really good.
Was
we should have taken video of that.
I know, because like he looked back and forth between me and Mani, like appropriately as he was telling that story.
Your eyebrows were on point.
You're about as good of a liar as I am.
Watch out. Watch out. I'm probably a sociopath.
Cosmo also says you should control your hands. Using giant hand gestures makes it obvious that you're nervous, so calm down.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't use his hands at all.
He did a little bit.
A little bit. Nothing obvious, but I think you do it like as a normal conversation piece. I used to do something. I used to show signs of insecurity. I used to get into a ball quite a bit.
Whenever
I was uncomfortable. Well, it could be when you're lying or whenever you're just uncomfortable. And then I do my best to realize that and open myself up. Yeah, there's a lot of weird psychological things.
I think body language tells a lot, which is why I try to do most of my lying over the phone.
Now, here's this, by the way, is the list from Cosmo, ways to be a better liar. Here's where I fail. Stand tall. Backing away from someone or shuffling your feet is a dead giveaway. Ooh, I have the worst posture. I don't stand up straight. I don't do any of that. I always shuffle my feet. I'm always moving around.
You did that. You lied to Loren just 2 minutes ago really, really well.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think you lied to the most? Your boss, Bay, your best friends? Probably your best friends because they're the ones that are like, you want to go out?
No way.
And then you say yes, and then you bail on them, but you bail on them and you lie about bailing, you know, why you're bailing on them.
Yeah, I would say friends is the ones you lie to the most.
Oh, I definitely lie to my husband the most. Like, I told a lie on Super Bowl Sunday that I'm still, and he's out of town now, so I can talk about this, but like, I still am swearing by it.
Oh, you well, are?
Yeah.
Do you want to say what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind saying it now because he can't hear me, but Super Bowl Sunday, we went to a party and he, I guess at some point, handed me the keys when we got in the car, and I put them in the diaper bag. Well, I don't remember doing that because I have pregnancy brain. And when we got out of the car, everyone's standing outside the car, and he's like, well, where's the keys? And I'm like, I don't know. You didn't give them to me. You drove. And he's like, no, I thought I handed them to you. And I'm like, nope, didn't hand them to me. I'm like, well, start the car. I was like, well, start the car again and see if the key's registering, and we'll know if we lost the key or not, because we had made a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought maybe he dropped the key when we made the stop.
Yeah.
I made this cat borrow a car, go back to the pizza shop, check all around the pizza place in the parking lot, still couldn't find the key, calls me. I'm like, sorry, babe, I don't know what to tell you. You lost the key. You're going to have to go back to the house and get the spare. He's halfway back to the house, and Elena comes out of the party jingling the keys like she, like a cat, like she just found catnip. And she's like, I found him. Where were they? In your diaper bag. We are never going to speak of this again. I told Dallas that they were in the box of food that he put in the car. I made it sound like it was his fault.
Now, why did you do that, though?
Because, like, I'm making him run all over Charlotte. Okay. He would have killed me for that.
Okay, but here's the thing. You have the ultimate excuse for everything. You're pregnant.
I know, but you can't be
upset at a pregnant lady.
You can only use pregnancy brain so many times, and I probably use it about 7 a day.
You're holding off on a couple other ones to drop the pregnancy line. That's funny.
I love it.
We got a text message that says, I know my friend is lying to me. I let her borrow my car, and when she came back, it was dented. I know she knows what happened, but she's saying that she doesn't.
Went to Harris Teeter. Maybe somebody ran a card into it.
Yeah, maybe. I have no idea.
I've used that one before, too.
All right, we'll post that article, How to Be a Better Liar, up, and we'll also put the video of Roy the Expert Liar up at kiss951.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Go ahead and laugh at me. I know I'm the oldest on the show.
Okay.
But I also am like a Generation Xer, not like some old baby boomer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I was born in 75. I'm an 80s/early 90s kid.
Mm-hmm.
Got my first job in morning radio in 98. And see, what, like, Roy doesn't realize, and producer Nicole, you to a certain extent, Loren, after me, you're the next youngest on the show.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. But, like, what you guys understand is basically after the internet became a thing in, like, 96, everything exploded from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, everything fell like a domino. Cell phones. Like, when your first cell phone came out, you didn't send a text message. It was like $200 to send a text message.
You had a paper text.
Right? And then, and then, like, pictures weren't a thing. You know, and then MySpace.
Yeah.
Like, I lived through it all, and it all went so fast.
Right?
So, excuse me if I didn't know that Face ID was as easy as it is for phones.
Huh. Hilarious.
Because I felt like, first of all, to put a passcode in was annoying because I didn't want to have to punch in the code every time I went to use my phone.
Right.
And I sure as hell didn't want to use Face ID because every time I wanted to use my phone, I didn't want to have to hold my phone up and smile at it like I thought you had to do.
That's what you thought it was?
So producer Nicole blew my mind on Friday after Queen Park Social. We went over to OMB where her girlfriend roommate was working, her girl mate. And she goes, Maney, Face ID is not like that at all. All you do is just, your phone will read it any way you look at it. You don't have to smile at it.
Right. When you set it up the first time, you have to give it like every angle of your face so that it knows.
So I tried it and it opened immediately just by looking at it. It opens immediately. No punching in numbers, no doing that stuff. And she slams my phone down. She goes, welcome to the future, my friend.
I wish you could see your face when you had it set up. You were so excited.
But it makes me sound and feel old. But I'm just so set on my, like, I don't want to be annoyed, and I had no idea that it was that easy because nothing with these iPhones is easy. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I have mine set up. The only thing I don't like about it is because where I am, I'm a real estate agent, I have to keep people's information secured. So I have, like, a 12-digit passcode. It's massive. And so,
but can you not use your Face ID?
No, I can use my Face ID, but whenever, like, I'm laying in bed and I want to quickly activate it. For whatever reason, Face ID does not work when I'm in bed. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's an angle thing. So, like, every time I'm, like, laying in bed, to be real, I spend a lot of time in bed. And I have to access my phone. I have to type in all 12 digits, and I get so irritated.
Roy's like the grandparents in Willy Wonka. Like, they basically live in the bed.
When it comes to the weekends, dude, I get my 10 hours of sleep in.
But it was just like a simple little hack. It's not even a hack. Like, everybody knows about the Face ID thing. Well, I passed it on to Amanda. And even Amanda, who's your age, Loren, was like, that's awesome, because we were both under the impression that the, like, you know, Face ID took a picture and you had to do that same face.
No. In fact, I remember when I was setting up my Face ID, I wanted to make sure it got the double chin really well just in case. In case it gets bigger.
Yeah. In all seriousness,
yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not even joking. Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she doesn't always wear the makeup and all that stuff. So do you think she has a phone for Caitlyn and then a phone?
I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily goes off that, because women wear makeup all the time and then they don't wear makeup and it works. And, like, I can.
That's true. She got, like, facial surgery done, changed her bone structure and stuff that I guess always stays the same.
You probably have to reset it after something like that. But once you reset it once, that's it.
Good. And, like, whenever I didn't, when I set up my Face ID.
Excuse me. Yeah, I guess it's not like it's Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Yeah, you know, it's not like wearing a whole costume.
No, you're right.
Although I did not set up my Face ID with my glasses, and I still don't need my. It could still open my phone with me wearing glasses.
Okay,
so it's not like it's too finicky.
Yeah. Well, the future is here, my friends.
Yeah. By the way, you know, between Face ID and the passcode was a fingerprint thing that you bypassed.
I didn't use that. Yeah,
that was a whole technology
but
that you missed.
Didn't you hate it?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I didn't think the fingerprint thing worked very well.
Okay.
No, it would constantly be like, incorrect passcode. I'm like, nope, it's my thumb, you idiot.
Yeah, it would be like the way you were holding your phone. Because when you set it up, you'd set it up like you were taking a fingerprint.
Yeah.
But when you hold your phone, your finger's sideways.
Okay. Well, thanks, Apple, for that amazing moment in my life on Friday. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, last night was the Oscars, you guys. And one of the things they did, Eminem came out and performed. And he did Lose Yourself, because they did this whole montage of songs that, if without the songs, the movie wouldn't be great, and without the movie, the song wouldn't be great.
Now, get this. We got these songs lined up on something called Spotify, and it blew Maney's mind. He's like, what? I can access songs instantly?
I did ask off the air. I go, can you put together a playlist?
I was in the back. He brought out CDs for me to burn so we can get this on the radio.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL
Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So last night, the Oscars, which, by the way, featured a surprise performance. And it was, like, not an awkward performance because M did a really good job. Eminem came out and performed Lose Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just odd because Lin-Manuel Miranda said, kind of in a speech before, music is so important to movies. There's certain movies that wouldn't be the movie they are without the music. And sure. There's certain songs that wouldn't be the song they were without the movie.
Sure.
And then they play just like a montage of these movie songs and movie clips. And then all of a sudden Eminem comes out and performs Lose Yourself live. And he's swearing up a storm. And all the younger people are jamming out. And then they put the camera like on Martin Scorsese. And he's like petrified against his feet like he's being robbed. He's like,
and I mean, mind you, the Oscars is not like the young, hip, you know, Hollywood get together.
And Eminem did a great job. But it was almost like, Roy, where like our boss, you know how our boss panics?
Uh-huh.
It was almost like our boss was running the Oscars, and he's like, uh-oh, ratings are down. Quick, throw Eminem out there.
Gotta boost it up.
Socials will be talking. You know, it was just very odd. So, Roy, you went onto your Spotify.
Yes, and we lined up those songs that movies couldn't live without and songs couldn't live without the movies.
All right, Lorraine, what about this one? What movie is this song from? This is an easy one.
Is it The Breakfast Club?
Yes, The Breakfast Club.
It's one of the few old movies I know.
Great movie with they call them the Brat Pack.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what about this one, Lorraine?
Yeah. You don't know this?
I do know it, and I'm just drawing a blank.
The name of the song is also the name of the movie.
Footloose.
Kenny Loggins.
Pregnancy brain takes me a second.
This is Kenny Loggins, by the way. He'll show up again in just a minute in our countdown. Boy, the crescendos in these songs. I'm working so hard. I'm watching my pain. All right, what about this one, Lorraine?
The Bodyguard.
Yeah. Oh, such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Starring
Whitney Houston.
And who was the bodyguard?
Oh, my fave, Kevin Costner.
Didn't you have like a lunch thing with Kevin Costner once?
He's a cool guy, man. Has a band.
By the way, the lunch thing was also a minor kidnapping. Roy minorly kidnapped Kevin Costner, who wasn't expecting to go to lunch that day. All right, what about this one? Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. These are songs that wouldn't be the same without the movie, and the movies are definitely all about the song.
This isn't saying anything.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
By the way, let's play a song that maybe people know. How about that one?
Well, okay. This is an animated film, though, but okay.
This is too easy.
Okay, hang on. I can see our meeting later, and our boss is going to be like, you played nothing songs from the movies from the 80s and 90s. Nobody knows them.
Yeah, hey, it's Frozen.
Yes. So now people are getting the point.
Okay.
did they play Titanic last night?
They did.
My Heart Will Go On.
My Heart Will Go On was played, yep. This one wasn't played, and I thought it was a miss.
This is Top Gun. Yeah.
Okay.
Danger Zone. Kenny Loggins. His second song on the countdown.
Especially with Top Gun about to come back out, they should have had it in there.
It wasn't in there. Top Gun 2 coming out.
Oh, this is such a good song.
So good.
There's 20 million more on the rent. It's songs that make the movies, and it's movies that make the song. That made any sense.
It did. I'm following you, bud. I like this game. All right, what about this one? What movie?
Oh, Rocky.
Thank you. Boy, does this ring a bell at all?
I've never seen Rocky.
What?
No.
What? You've never seen Top Gun either, right?
Never seen
Top Gun. Oh, my gosh.
So these songs are new to you.
No, but the Frozen one, I was all in on that one.
I'm Frozen.
And we only played 2 seconds of that song.
Doesn't this fire you up?
To do what?
Anything.
I'm going to go to a meeting, and it's not going to be boring. Yeah, maybe.
All right, what about this one? Tell me what movie this is from, Loren.
Ghostbusters. I don't know what this is called, but I know it's from Ghostbusters. Right?
Yeah. Yep. It is Ghostbusters, and the song is also called Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
You're right. But see, this movie, this song is too much for the movie. Like, I don't know. Would this have really lived without the movie?
Probably not.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know if this counts.
No,
yeah.
You're right. And then, of course, this one also performed last night live. What movie's this from, Lauren?
8 Mile.
Yep.
One shot. Big shot over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know Rocky. I had to step up my game.
One moment. Did you see him last night? Did you go look at the video? He's got a beard?
Yeah.
Eminem?
How about this? I don't think this song needed the movie. I think it would have been a hit without it.
Well, this is probably one of the ones that was the opposite way. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was the movie that made, or the song that made the movie.
Yeah.
This speaks to me.
Does it?
Growing up as a young boy in a very wealthy, upper-class New Jersey town. Yeah, okay. All right, there you go. Movies that need the movie and movies that need the music.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we were just talking about songs that, like, once you hear them, you know what movie they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with a couple more that were, like, a little newer. We can remember Jennifer Lawrence had a song?
Yeah, called The Hanging Tree.
For The Hunger Games.
Yep.
Now, the problem is, though, is I think The Hunger Games can live without the song.
Yeah. 10,000%.
Unlike Don't You Forget About Me with The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Like, that song is that movie, you know? Mm-hmm. Or Rocky, Eye of the Tiger. And then the other one we came up with was the 50 Shades of Grey song.
They had multiple. 50 Shades of Grey had multiple songs.
I feel like each one had its own song.
Earned It.
Mm-hmm.
Earned It was big with 50 Shades. This is huge.
Yeah, this is Zayn and Taylor Swift. Well, we haven't played this one in a while, by the way.
When was the last time we played it?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, wow. It's a good song.
Somebody texted and said, don't forget the Oompa Loompa song.
Willy Wonka.
I
don't think they had any radio play.
No, I don't think it did either.
Yeah, Oompa Loompa's always excited when them kids get hurt. Always singing a song.
I feel like this is a very Roy thing, but then I feel like maybe Loren has someone in her family who does this.
Oh, boy.
A South Carolina man has been playing the same lottery numbers for 15 years, and persistency finally paid off when he scored $100,000 with those numbers.
Oh, no way.
100%. My family used to do this. My grandmother and my two aunts in Pittsburgh are so guilty of this. My grandmother would play 222 and then 912 like it was her job. She would play 912 box and straight, and then she would play her 222 just straight up.
Damn, listen to her.
Right?
She sounds like a horse gambler. She's like a handicapper.
She sounds nuts. That's what she sounds like.
I'm not kidding you. That is all I heard growing up. Anytime I went to the grocery store or went to go get to the gas station, I was asked to buy lottery tickets in that fashion.
Tell me again.
222 straight up or 912 boxed and straight.
Whatever that means.
I don't even know what it means. Quite honestly, I think it means if it hits straight,
sure,
then you get an amount of money, but it could also hit in any order.
What do the numbers represent?
912 was her address, and then 222 was like her lucky number.
What do you think happens with these people when they think that that's the number that's always going to win and they keep doing it over and over and over?
I don't know. My grandmother must have spent, I mean, so much money on lottery tickets. And anytime, like, it was 222 on the clock or she would see it somewhere, she'd go, my deuces are looking at me.
My deuces are looking at me. Oh, my gosh.
I got to play the lottery. My deuces are looking.
Oh, my gosh. Like, and I think there's statistics that show the people that typically win the big on the lottery are the people that do the random numbers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this guy from Newberry, South Carolina, he won the South Carolina Education Lottery, $100,000 jackpot after playing the same numbers for 15 years. The numbers were 3, 11, 19, 27, and 35. They represent family birthdays and other lucky numbers, the man said. He says he plans to continue to play those lucky numbers, but they're not going to hit again.
Well, and let me tell you, that's the most, I bet all of his family members are now annoyed because his crazy thoughts have now been justified. You know, they're like, oh, here he goes. Uh-huh. For the past 15 years, that's all he's ever talked about.
Yeah, like your grandmother.
Yep. 100%.
Now it hit. It's all he's ever going to talk about anymore.
But he has the money to show it.
I guess. But you know, over the past 20 years, he probably spent $100,000 in lottery tickets.
He just broke even.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.